Good morning, and welcome to the Home Care Assistance of Denton County podcast show. I'm your host, Tamika Jackson. On today's episode, I'd like to discuss a couple of different topics. One topic in particular on what we are witnessing right before our very eyes, on our televisions, we're hearing on our radios, we're seeing on the internet, how the world seems to be dividing. It seems to be dividing based on race. It seems to be dividing on basically race. People, we have to do so much better. We have our children, our grandchildren that are looking up to us. They're seeing what's going on in the world, and they're confused. They're confused to say, I know what I see on television is wrong, but then I have some people that emphasize what is going on is not wrong. And then I have someone else saying it's not wrong at all. Whatever happens, people deserve what they get. That's not the case. I was looking at the news this morning, and what I first want to focus on is our seniors. I saw three episodes with seniors this week. This morning, I watched the Buffalo Police Department trafficking the streets, and an elderly gentleman is walking on the sidewalk. And they literally pushed him. They pushed him. He lost his balance. He fell to the ground. He hit the back of his head on the concrete. You could actually see the blood streaming from his head. And then they walk around him as if he's just a piece of trash on the street. No assistance getting up. You see one officer that calls something in on his radio. And then you see a protester coming to help the elderly gentleman, but he had to struggle through the officers in order to get to the gentleman that was laying on the hot concrete, bleeding from the back of his head. Another episode. An elderly gentleman was walking. He had a cane. Either he was wanting to be part of the protest or he was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. It doesn't matter. But they still deliberately pushed him to the ground. Now, in this situation, I did notice a couple of officers. They rendered aid and they came to help him off of the ground. They were dusting him off. And I applaud those officers for having the heart to do so. Now, I'm not here to say that I agree with everything that has been going on with the looting and the, arguments between a higher authority. You know, I really think that as one equal world, we should all know how to communicate with each other without anger, without violence, without physical actions. It only takes one person to act the fool, people. And if I offend anyone on this episode, I'm just speaking from my heart. I'm speaking with what I see. Again, I'm not endorsing the looting. I'm not endorsing racism. I'm just saying that there are some things that are going on in our world that we need to get a handle on. Do I believe that there's still racism in the world? Yes. Do I believe that there's still people, bad people in the world? Yes, I do. As Will Smith would say, racism is not getting worse. It's just getting filmed. You know, thank God for the media that's catching a lot on their cameras. for people that the best thing that they could have created in the technology world was cell phones that had cameras. Facebook, you started doing the live, you had the Snapchats, the Instagram. You were able to capture every moment when it happened. All I'm saying is this. We as human beings, we as children of God, we need to learn to love one another. We need to learn to work together. When you see negativity coming towards your way, turn around, walk away. You don't have to entertain it. You don't have to go back and forth in a heated argument just because one person isn't agreeing with what you said or one person doesn't believe in what you believe. Everyone has the right to voice their own opinion. But then there's also common sense situations. It doesn't matter if you are black, if you are white, if you are Asian, if you are Hispanic, if you are American Indian, no matter what the race is, no matter what color shade you are, we are all still human beings. We all still have a heart. We all still have feelings. We are all still children of God. Get it together, people. And as far as with the disrespect for the elderly and the way that I'm seeing them being treated, not good at all. Not cool at all. Not even a little bit. Learn to respect your elders. It's good to see that even some of these younger generations, yes, they're out there, they're protesting, they're doing some things that they're not supposed to be doing. But then I notice some of them, they will stop and they will go out to render aid to some of these elderly that are in this protest march. There was another lady yesterday in Atlanta on last night I saw on the news station. She refused to leave. She wanted to march where she felt was right. But yet the officers, they didn't handle her delicately, because I could see from my own eyes on television that she was up in age. She even seemed to have some physical disabilities. They treated her like the average person on the street, shoving, pushing her. She was not fighting with them. She was not yelling at them. What was wrong with saying, ma'am, I need for you to stand back. We're approaching curfew. It's best that you go home and be safe. They couldn't do that. They yelled in her face. They shoved on her. It took younger people that was participating in the protest to get in between the elderly lady and the officers. And they quietly, or should I say politely, asked her to follow them. Now is not a good time. You are in a bad spot. Let's move you away from all the chaos into maybe a safety zone. If you're refusing to go home, just please move in a safety zone. All I'm saying is this, and I'll say it time and time again. Today, this will be a short episode. I will be back on the air next week to focus on our awareness months, our men's health awareness, and we have a few other that we're going to focus on before the month is out. Just love one another. Be kind. What would Jesus do? That's all I'm saying, people. Work together as Americans. Work together as children of God. Thank you for listening today. I apologize for such a short episode, but I felt like this is something that I had to get off my chest. I felt like it was something that I needed to share with my listeners, especially when I start seeing things that were starting to happen to some of the elderly people during the protest. I'm your host, Tamika Jackson, with Home Care Assistance, where we are changing the way the world ages. Be safe and be
brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way.
escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way to bring some love in here today.
Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me,
sister,
with brutality,
sister.
Talk to me,
sister,
so you can see,
sister.
Oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on?
What's going on?
Oh, everybody thinks we're at home. Oh, but who are they to judge us simply cause our hair is long?
Oh, you know we've got to find a way,
bring some understanding here today. Oh, 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 picket lines and picket signs. Punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me so you can see
what's going on.
Yeah, what's going on?